We'll certainly do anything we can.
I've been assigned on a mission to go to China. My work necessitates taking with me into China serums and vaccines. There's only one hitch. The serums and vaccines must be kept under refrigeration until time to use them. And where I'm going, there's no such thing as electricity or gas. Now, without these, modern refrigeration is impossible unless I can locate a certain type refrigerator made by the Crosley Company some 8 or 10 years ago. It's known as the Icy Ball Refrigerator, and it works on a principle of heating by charcoal. Well, then, too, the weight is important because the equipment will have to be flown in from India.
Well, I've heard of such equipment, although I haven't seen any.
Well, neither had I until about a week or so ago. And when I heard there was such equipment, I went right to the Crosley people. They tried to help me locate the refrigerators desired. I need four. And after much checking with their dealers, they came up with one in South Dakota. Now, I still need three. My reason for coming to see you is that I thought by broadcasting an announcement, maybe someone listening could put me on the trail of one of these Icy Ball refrigerators.
Well, if you think there's any chance of that at all, why, we'd be glad to make the announcements. Do you have any idea how you want the announcements worded?
Well, that's just it. The wording will have to be vague, so as not to reveal the purpose to which the refrigerator units will be put or where they will be sent. War security, you know.
Yes, of course. Well, in that case, let me call in Mr. McGraw, who's in charge of our production work, and get his advice on this.
In a few hours after the Major's appearance at the WKAR studios, an announcement had been worked out and was being used. The same announcement was presented once a day over WKAR for 10 consecutive days. And at the end of that time, Major Tripp had received information of the whereabouts of 8 Icy Ball refrigerators through the station broadcasts. 7 of the refrigerator units were located in Michigan and 1 in Ohio. The Major went out and bought up all of the units. It was months later, after the Major had completed his mission, that Mr. Coleman received the following messages. This one from Major Tripp. Dear Mr. Coleman, enclosed are copies of all correspondence regarding the Crosley Icy Ball refrigeration. Please accept my thanks for your cooperation. I was at the end of my rope and really discouraged about refrigeration until I got in touch with you. Believe me, your efforts have been the turning point in this project of mine. Without refrigeration, there was no point in even starting, but now I have the physical setup to carry on with my work. Sincerely, J.T. Tripp, Major, United States Army. And this letter from the government. My dear Mr. Coleman, Major John T. Tripp, who has been detailed to the Department of State to prepare for a special laboratory in China, has written to me concerning his search for an old-fashioned refrigeration unit for use in China. He stated that you arranged a broadcast about this need, which reached a large farm audience, and that 8 replies were received from persons who were willing to sell a refrigeration unit to the government for this purpose. Your assistance to the Department of State in its effort to aid China is appreciated. Sincerely yours, Charles Thompson, Chief, Division of Cultural Relations. And there is a very concrete example, to my way of thinking, of what WKAR was able to do for the war effort.
Mr. Announcer, we wholeheartedly agree. And as citizens of Michigan, we're proud that the College Station was able to render such a service, and that the people of Michigan could help the Major.
Yes, Mr. Announcer, and I want to thank you for the story. This is only one incident of WKAR's service in war time, but exemplifies what the station was constantly doing to help the war effort. However, while the station maintained a complete schedule of programs aimed to help win the peace, it did not neglect those at home who still depended on the College Station for certain specific types of information. The housewife received daily helps by the School of Home Economics on what could be done to economize and use the right foodstuffs during wartime. And the farmer was given added help when, in 1942, the National Farm and Home Hour was presented over WKAR through the use of the facilities of the Blue Network, later known as the American Broadcasting Company. In addition, new and special services were being added right along.
Instead of generalizing about these services, could you tell us just what was being added? Be specific.
Yes, well, I suppose that's the thing to do. After all, our Michigan citizens should be made acquainted with some of the special services instituted in recent years by the college radio station. Perhaps a good example to begin with is the Maple Syrup broadcast, first presented in 1943.
Maple Syrup broadcasts? Why would anyone want to broadcast about maple syrup?
Mainly because maple sap flow is very uncertain in the early spring.
Yeah, I can agree with that, all right. And I'm one Michigan citizen who knows how valuable those maple syrup broadcasts over WKAR have been.
Then why don't you tell the folks about them?
Be glad to. I remember the first time I ever heard one. Let's see, must have been in, the very first year the college station broadcast them. It was early one morning, must have been in late February. Or was it early March? Oh, well, it was around that time anyway, and the wife and I were listening to the college station.
Here's an announcement of special interest to all farmers who are tapping maple trees. The Weather Bureau says that today and tomorrow will be warm and sunshiny. The sap will be flowing freely. It is advisable to put out the buckets immediately.
Did you hear that, Joe?
I did, and I'm on my way. Get my coat and hat, Martha, and I'll get my boots. Well, that was my first experience with a maple syrup broadcast, and do you know I made one of the best collections of sap that day, all because of what the fellow on WKAR said.
You and a good many other farmers, Mr. Citizen. The record for the country as a whole that year in collecting maple syrup was only average. The nation's production remained about the same, and in some states less than the previous year. And yet in Michigan, the money value of the crop increased to $155,000, bringing Michigan up to fourth place in the production of maple syrup.
That's real service when WKAR can help in that way. Do you have any other examples like that?
Many more. In the fall of 1944, the college station offered soybean growers a special service. It was a wet fall and much of the crop was not harvested, so the Farm Crops Department at Michigan State College checked a field sample of soybeans each noon, and the moisture content was reported immediately to the farmers over the radio station. You see, soybeans should not be harvested if the moisture content is over 14%. These daily reports continued into December in order to help the farmers handle their soybeans, and it saved the crop.
The college station gave the same service to us farmers raising wheat.
Is that right?
Yes, I can remember that. Back in July 1945, the station advised farmers not to harvest wheat because of the condition of the crop, and also because elevators could not handle the wheat then. These reports saved farmers hundreds and thousands of dollars.
I remember another example of WKAR's service. It was in the fall of 1945. A flower grower near Detroit had a radio installed on his tractor, and as he was working in the field, he was listening to the college station.
Here's a special warning from the United States Weather Bureau. A heavy frost is forecast for tonight. Temperatures will drop 8 to 10 degrees.
Uh-oh.
Wind velocity will increase.
That's bad. I'd better get the rest of my family out here to help me cut those zinnias right away.
And the next morning, when the flower grower and his family went out to check, they found that, just as had been predicted over WKAR, a heavy frost had settled over the area. But the flower grower could smile because his crop of zinnias had been cut, and now he could sell them without any loss, thanks to the weather warning of the day before. And there you are, folks. There are some more examples of the services offered by WKAR, and these are but a very few.
These are fine examples, but they're special services. Does the college station provide any regular services that may be used by all citizens?
I'd say that all of WKAR's broadcasting day is made up of what you citizens call regular services. But I'll be specific. Take the noon weather forecast presented by Merrill Wills of the United States Weather Station located in East Lansing.
Never heard of it.
I've caught it on a few occasions and I enjoy it.
I never miss it. Me either.
I couldn't afford to miss it. I plan my day-by-day farm activities according to Mr. Wills' predictions.
Well, for the benefit of those citizens who may never have heard Mr. Wills, let's cut in on one of his typical noon forecasts.
It means the sunshine is quite bright.
Otherwise, it might be screened through, but that isn't the case today. We're getting all the sun has. It's giving it everything, all it can, and we're quite hot and just a little bit uncomfortable now. The humidity is not too high. It's only 50%, but nevertheless, we can feel that humidity with when the mercury gets up around 90, as it is now. I rather suspect that in most cases, the mercury is holding just a point or two below, or rather, I should say some cases, a point or two below 90, but nevertheless, it's getting awfully close to it, and doubtless in a few points, it's just a point or two above. I see one place here now, Traverse City, the temperature is 90. And at Pelston, the temperature is 91. Isn't a strange thing. If you want to keep, if you want to get warm, go north. And if you want to get cool, go south. Up at the Sioux, the temperature is 88, however, and at Saginaw, 88, Flint, 89, Grand Rapids, 88, Muskegon, 84.
There you are. That'll give you an idea, by the way, of these broadcasts of Mr. Wills. Have been characterized by the regional director at Chicago as the most intense in the way of agricultural weather advices that we have any knowledge of in any state. The reports are also used extensively by ship's captains sailing Lakes Michigan and Huron. Many listeners find them valuable in planning activities and recreation.
What time again are these broadcasts of the weather forecast by Mr. Wills?
12 o'clock noon. It's the first main feature of the Farm Service Hour.
There's another service of that farm program you ought to mention, and that's Mr. Nelson's Daily Market Reports.
I was just going to mention it, Mr. Citizen. Yes, Mr. Miles Nelson of the State Department of Agriculture presents a complete summary of the daily market reports on fruits and vegetables. This is said to be the most comprehensive of any such report given anywhere in the country. The reports are given daily as a part of the Farm Hour.
All in all, about how much of the broadcast time of the college station is given over to agricultural service programs?
12.5 hours per week, out of 77 hours, are devoted to agricultural services, or 17% of the total time on the air.
What are some other programs for us citizens?
As good citizens, you are interested in your government and citizenship. Recently, WKAR carried a series of programs called Your Tax Dollar. The program gave information on state expenditures and featured various members of the state government. Another program of a citizenship type was called Your County Government, which explained the purposes and duties of local units. In addition, the past spring, during the state legislature, the College Station each Tuesday evening presented a program on the weekly reports of the legislature, brought to the people by the state of the, by the legislators themselves. Then, too, there are many special public service broadcasts of a general nature, such as the special session of the legislature, reported by WKAR, the Farmer Week broadcast, commencement, college convocations, addresses by national figures and international leaders, arranged in cooperation with the American Broadcasting Company. State departments of Michigan, such as the Highway, Health, Public Instruction, Veterans Administration, Conservation, State Police, Agriculture, carry on regular weekly programs. Federal Social Security, Veterans Administration, Farm Security, USDA, Army, Navy, Treasury, and others are given regular time on WKAR.
Pardon me.
Yes, Mr. Announcer?
These programs you've been listing remind me that there may be many Michigan citizens who do not receive the WKAR monthly program schedule. I'd just like to say that we here at WKAR would be very happy to add any name to our growing list of WKAR listeners who receive these monthly bulletins telling the programs and times presented.
That sounds like a very fine idea, Mr. Announcer. But what is required of the listener who isn't now receiving those program schedules each month and would like to have them mailed to him?
Just mail a penny postcard to WKAR, East Lansing, Michigan. State that you would like to be included on the mailing list and give your own name and address.
That's simple enough. Well, citizens, there's an opportunity to follow the WKAR programming more carefully. And our announcer says you may receive these program schedules each month by just writing to WKAR, East Lansing, Michigan.